know if you've heard, these are just rumors so far, nothing officially has been said, but Saturday Night Live, we're allegedly losing three cast members. Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson says he's ready to hang up the jersey. We don't know if he's actually leaving, but the rumor is that he's leaving, Kate McKinnon is leaving, and Cicely Strong are leaving. That's the rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Those three are leaving. So in that vein, now that the season 46 is over, they released I don't know if it's a survey or whatever they did, where they actually sat down. They do this every year, where they look at the season and they say, who had the most screen time and who had the least screen time?
Kate, by far, had the most.
That's what you think?
Yeah, because I think personally, Kate is probably the most, the best cast member SNL's ever had. Everything she does, she hits it out of the park, nails it. She can do any face, any voice, anybody. I think she's incredible. Probably the best they've ever had. And that's going back to John Belushi and all those. I think she's in the top five.
Mm. Yeah, no, she's definitely one of the most talented for sure. But she did not have the most screen time.
Really?
The most screen time was Beck Bennett. And what I love about Beck Bennett is that I always forget his name and someone's going to show me a picture and I go, oh, that guy, that's Beck Bennett. And this is the guy that had the most screen time because he plays Bill Clinton, Chris Wallace, Elton John, Jeb Bush, Matthew McConaughey, Mike Pence, Phil Hartman, Vin Diesel, Mitch McConnell, Vladimir Putin. Huh?
He's got that face.
He's got that face. The reason why he's so talented is because he really morphs into all these other people, these other characters. The reason why he's forgettable is because he does become all these other characters. So He's had the most screen time, followed by Kate McKinnon. She's second, and Kenan Thompson is third.
Kenan's in everything. Everything.
Yeah, not everything, because he's third on the list. Yeah, he's third in the list. The least screen time went to Melissa Villaseñor, who I really love, Lauren Holt, and Punky Johnson. But Punky Johnson's new, so she hasn't really made a name for herself yet. And also, the lowest appearing cast members, Colin Jost and Michael Che, of course, because they're only on Weekend Update. Yeah, that's all they do is that one segment.
But they're the head writers, though, so...
No, I'm not saying that they make the least money or that no one needs them. I'm just telling you who had the least screen time.
Mm-hmm. So who do you think is going to be leaving? You think those three are going to be leaving?
Kate McKinnon, Cicely. The reason why Cicely Strong did that really amazing, I don't know if you watched the final episode, the final season, but she does this really incredible imitation of Jeanine Pirro. This whole thing where she's got the wine and she's spilling it all over Colin.
It was amazing.
Cracking up and she sort of jumps into this giant vat of wine and sinks down under it, and she just it seemed like a swan song to me. It seemed like a big goodbye to me. But the thing that's going to be interesting about this, I think the only person right now on that cast who really has a shot at a career outside of SNL is Adi Bryant.
Really?
She's the only one. She's on Shrill, which is the it's a television series that's on Hulu. It just launched its third season. It is really great. It's based on that Lindy West book about, you know, life as a fat girl, basically, and writing for this magazine, writing for The Stranger in Seattle. But she's really talented. I mean, she's really talented. And if you saw when she came out, the audience went nuts for her.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's the real star. I have a feeling that Pete Davidson is going to go the way of Ellen Cleghorn.
You think Pete might try comedy now?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what he's going to do.
He's going to try it for the first time.
He'll do stand up. Yeah, he'll try and do stand up. He'll go back to stand up.
No, I think he should just try any comedy TV show, movie. He should try it for once.
His movies didn't do well. He had a couple of movies come out. They did terribly. They're worse than Geely. But when who you're dating is more interesting than anything you're doing, that's not a career. Being a professional boyfriend is not, I mean, I guess it is a career, but it's not, you can't make money off of it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who he does, what he does. And I still think Kate has a future. I think she's going to make a couple of horrible movies, and then she's going to do one like A Bridesmaid and knock it out of the park.
See, if I was managing her career, Kate McKinnon, I would be like, you know what? Tina Fey did really well once she got off the show and started producing stuff and writing stuff and starring in stuff. Kate McKinnon needs to be back on television in like a 30 Rock kind of thing. Mm-hmm. She needs her own. She needs to sit down with Lorne Michaels and be like, let's do. Lorne Michaels is producing the 80 Bryant show, Shrill, by the way. Mm-hmm. So he has the juice to make something happen for Kate McKinnon. So if I were her, I'd sit down with Lorne and be like, let's get a television vehicle for me. She should be a television star.